real estate business for yourself?
I've been in the real estate business ever since 37. Mm-hmm. I still hold a real estate license now. Mm-hmm. And then this 3250 we made, Ms. Fielding, well, after that though, she and her husband went up in some northern state, and she didn't much want to go. And when he got up there, he was with a water company here, and he got up there and his job didn't prove out just like he wanted. So one morning the phone rang. Well, I knew I'd worked in the office with the HS. And I said, "What in the devil, where are you?" She says, "I'm here in Texarkana." I asked her where, and she told me, at her mother's. She said, "I want to talk to you." She said, "I want to go in business with you." Well, at that time, my boy had got out of the Army, and he was in there with me. And I said, "Well, I'll talk to you," and we talked it over, and I made a trade. So I was fair with her. I said, "I'll tell you what I'll do now." I said, I'll keep half of this stock. John and I'm going to let John have part of some of it, and I'll let you have just as much stock, 40% of it." Mm-hmm. And we had 60. Oh, well, we got along good, and John was figuring on getting married. Some days you'd have good months, and I didn't want him to start in with a yoke around it. So I said, "John, if you can get something to do, why, if I was you, I'd do it. But I'm sitting, I'm not running you, old, but I don't want to tie you down." Mm-hmm. So there's a man come from out in West Texas and wanted a man to go out there and work for him in a commissary. And he was selling shoes then. And you know, by golly, he made a trade and left home. And you know what I said when my daddy, I think of lots of things now. Mm-hmm. I quit school, I was going to quit school, when I was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And I already had my job working at a grocery store on State Line, nicest grocery store in town. Mm-hmm. And when I come home and told my mother, she didn't like it. And she talked to my daddy, and they stayed up all night talking, because we lived in a two-story house and I could hear him talking. Mm-hmm. Of course, I wasn't asleep either. And so the next morning, my daddy was pretty strict kind of a fellow. Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, your mother tells me you got all the education you want." I said, "No, don't have all the education, no." But I said, "Listen, I've got a chance to go down there and learn something." And I said, "All I do besides go the school is hitch up a mule to a plow and go out there with a nigger and plow, and then when we make the crop, go in there and help gather it." And I said, "I can learn something up here besides that." And I said, "Any nigger can do what I'm doing." Mm-hmm. At home. But my mother talked to me and begged me not to, so I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I went on the next year. And like 3 months of graduating.
What were the schools you went to, the names of them, starting with the grade?
Then 9 months.
What was the name of the first school that you went to?
Texarkana, Texas Public School.
Uh-huh. You went there from the first grade?
No, that's where I started, yeah. Mm-hmm. When I first started the school, I started there, the first grade.
And you went there through the 12th grade, just 3 months?
I went there and quit 2 months before I was going to graduate. Mm-hmm.
You just went to that one school then, the same?
Well, the town had grown. Mm-hmm. And of course they built another school out here on Texas Avenue, and high school went out there, and of course I went out there.